USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says his country agrees with President Trump about avoiding military action, but tells CNN he thinks White House advisors have a different view.
I think it is important for President Trump to look at the people around him. We take him at his word that he doesn't want war, he doesn't want regime change. But I can assure him that there are a few people around him who are on the record saying that they want war and regime change.
And Republican Senator Ron Johnson on CNN's State of the Union says Iran's hostile acts will likely backfire.
Iran is playing a very, very dangerous game. It makes no sense that they'd go after the UK. I think they were trying to divide the U.S. from our friends and allies. They're just uniting us.
Britain has reiterated warnings that it would take robust action if Iran does not release a UK-flagged oil tanker seized in the Strait of Hormuz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is scheduled to testify Wednesday before Congress about his report. On Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congressman from New York and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said it's important that we do not have a lawless administration or a lawless president.
We have to let Mueller present those facts to the American people and then see where we go from there.
When confronted about the president's stance regarding a recent campaign rally crowd erupting in send her back chants aimed at Representative Ilhan Omar, former White House Director of Strategic Communications Mercedes Schlapp tells ABC's This Week Trump made it very clear that he disavowed the chant yet stands with those people in North Carolina.
I have worked with President Trump for 2 years and he is not a racist. He's a compassionate man whose policies have focused on the minority community.
After saying he was not happy with the chants at the rally in North Carolina, Trump then doubled down on his attacks on the four congresswomen and called those in his crowd patriots. And he's again tweeted that those congresswomen are not capable of loving America. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An entire nation gets hacked. Here's the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
A major data hack affecting practically every taxpayer in the Eastern European nation of Bulgaria. A few days ago, tax records and other personal data belonging to over 5 million Bulgarians was published online. The private information had been taken from the government's National Revenue Agency database. The origin of the attack remains under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hawaii Democratic Congresswoman and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard went to Puerto Rico to join the thousands of protesters demanding that their governor, Ricardo Rossello, step down.
He's a symbol of the kind of corruption that exists across his administration. They've been dealing with so much millions of dollars being taken out of funds that are meant to go directly to the people, struggles through Hurricane Maria and so forth. They're saying enough is enough.
Gabbard is calling for the governor to resign. The usually media-friendly governor has avoided public appearances ever since July 11th. It's been 50 years since man first walked on the moon. At Cape Canaveral, Florida, Vice President Mike Pence said that America will soon be returning.
I am proud to report, at the direction of the President of the United States of America, America will return to the moon within the next 5 years, and the next man and the first woman on the moon will be American astronauts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.